Text Request is a software company here in Chattanooga that helps other businesses to target and use text messages. It is the most recent business launched over the past 20 years by Brian Elrod and his wife, Jamie. Brian stopped by Scenic Roots. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell me more about Text Request.
Text Request is a software that we build right here in Chattanooga. But essentially what we do is we give businesses all the tools and features they need to text in a professional and organized manner as a team. So they can do it from a computer. Of course, we have apps for their phone, but everyone can see what's happening with the messages.
And this business has been around for 5 years?
A little over 5 years, yes.
And I gathered that you and your wife came up with this idea while you were at a restaurant.
That is correct. We're entrepreneurs by nature, and we usually identify pain points. And, you know, we couldn't at that night get a hold of a waiter, and we're just like, hey, it would be great. And my wife came up with it, actually. If we could text the back office or the kitchen, and someone could see on a screen that we needed help, and they could come out. And, of course, there's been 50 pivots since that initial thought, but we started thinking about all of the places it could be used, all of the things you could do with it. And then we started learning that most consumers wanted to text with a business instead of making the dreadful phone call. So we're like, hey, this is a pretty good concept. Didn't see a lot of competitors, and that's how it all started.
As you say, this is taking what individuals were already able to do and applying it to the business side of things.
Exactly right. I mean, person to person or individual to individual, this is how they were already communicating. So it was kind of like businesses were really missing out. They needed to join the conversation. And so that's really what Text Request does.
How has your business changed over the last 5 years, especially now that there are so many options to be able to pay in different ways?
Initially, we started off as a customer service tool. The businesses actually could not text out of the system until they received a text. And we learned early on that businesses, they don't spend as much money on customer service tools as they do sales tools. So we kind of pivoted early to make it where they could use to increase their sales, drive revenue, increase their appointments, could send messages out of the platform, in addition to always letting customers text in. So that was one of the major first pivots. And originally we were going after universities and colleges. And we do work with probably 50 of those today. But we learned early on that the sales cycle at a university is months. A sales cycle at a small business is a day. So we're like, you know, we're a new business. We need revenue. We can't wait 6 months on a decision. That was another pivot there to focus more on businesses. And small to medium businesses, meaning less than a couple hundred employees, they made decisions very quickly.
And your background is logistics.
I went to UTC, actually graduated from here in 1991. And then I went into the logistics industry for about 8-9 years, moved all over the southeastern part of the United States. Logistics is a great way to start a career because essentially all you're doing is solving problems. And so every day there's a new set of problems and you figure out how to solve them and do it in a cost-efficient way. And that really transitioned well into being an entrepreneur for me.
And this business, Text Request, this is the third business that you and your wife have formed and run over 20 years.
Yes, technically four. There's another one because we started Educational Outfitters together in 1999 right here in Chattanooga when we moved back. And then we franchised that business. So technically that's the fourth one, because it was a new business entity and a whole different business concept because you're franchising instead of just running a retail store. And then I think it was about 2011-12, we started a sporting goods consignment business that actually did not succeed. And in 2015, we started Text Request.
All of these businesses, they all were sparked in some way because of your children.
Every one of them, yes. So we have three boys. The oldest one is 27. He's in the U.S. Air Force now. And we lived in South Florida. And when we moved back, we were buying his uniforms from a local retailer. And when we came to Chattanooga, there was no place to buy school uniforms. We're like, oh, maybe this is an opportunity. So as an entrepreneur, you want to look and try to solve problems. So we started investigating it, realized there was only one school uniform retailer in the state of Tennessee. So we got into the business, and we opened Chattanooga. A year later, we opened Knoxville. 3 years later, we were selling franchises and had 50 over the United States at our largest point. The second business, I had my middle son, who is a senior at Berry College now, was a sports kid. So we had tons of sporting gear. You know, every year it's a new ball bat that's a $300 ball bat. And, you know, he's constantly outgrowing the gear that we would buy. And there was really not an easy way to get rid of it at the time. This was really before a lot of the apps and Facebook Marketplace and all of that had really started selling items. So we created an event where people could bring in their sporting gear that they no longer needed. And this included any type of gear that was involved with sports, and they could sell it. And we kept a portion of it. We sold it for them. And they're called consignment events. It's very popular in the children's world. So we just really transitioned it to sporting goods. There were a few things that happened in that business, and it led to its demise, but it was a good learning experience. And of course, the third one was from my third boy. The reason we were looking for that waiter that day was because he was screaming at the table. And it was just, you know, one of those hard moments as a parent. And we're like, we got to get out of here. And we couldn't flag him down. So yeah, all three, that's funny and unique in that way. And my wife has actually, all of the businesses have been her idea. She's kind of the originator of the idea. Well, what if you could do this? And then I'm kind of more the person that puts it in practice.
She was going to join us today. She couldn't make it.
Due to one of the kids.
Which raises the question, how do you make a marriage and developing and running businesses, how do you make all that work?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I know the answer to that. It's just we've been lucky. There's been a lot of moments where it hasn't been that great. But we met at a very early age. I'm assuming we had a great friendship because she was 15, I was 17. We've been pretty much inseparable since. We still share an office to this day. It's very hard for her to turn work off. I can actually, at certain points, try to turn it off. But I guess it stems from the relationship that we had. We both came from blue-collar families where we watched our fathers and mothers work extremely hard. So we both have that kind of that work ethic where you're not done till the job is done. And so I guess we just align very well in that arena. But she's the best business partner that you could ever ask for. And at the end of the day, I know I trust her more than anyone else in the world. So it's worked out.
Coming from a blue-collar background and having formed and run business after business, what's your take on how entrepreneurship here in Chattanooga has changed over the past generation?
Great question, because I see folks becoming entrepreneurs much earlier. Like, you know, they're learning, taking entrepreneur classes in college, and then they're going out and trying to start a business. And sure, there's been the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world that have been very successful doing that. What I would tell my kids and people that would take advice from me is go out, learn some stuff on someone else's dollar. Go out and get a corporate job. Volunteer for new things in the business that a lot of people are not wishing to start. That's kind of what I did. Got my startup experience in the corporate world. You know, we're 3 out of 4 in the business success part, and I think that has helped our businesses succeed. So I think I started our first business, I was probably 29, 30 years old. So a little bit later in life, a little bit more experience. And so that's different now. Also, when we started, there was not really a startup culture that's here now. Now, I think this is a positive thing, whereas there's a lot of mentors and people giving advice. Just make sure the folks you're taking advice from have actually know what they're talking about. Because I do notice a lot of people out giving advice, and you look at their track record and they really haven't had a lot of successes. They're just like to give advice. I guess that's all great. But I think it's super what Chattanooga has to offer from a learning standpoint. So it's still way more to the positive. But none of that was around when we started. There were not a startup week and a lot of these competitions. where you could go out and present your product and get instant feedback, or if it was happening, I didn't know it was happening. So I think now that it's just a totally different environment, but it's okay if you get experience somewhere else first before you jump in.
Where do you see this area heading in the coming years when it comes to entrepreneurship and startups?
Well, I think due to the culture and the amount of things going here, I really believe that it'll continue to foster a lot of startups. I think the best is in front of Chattanooga as far as successful companies, successful exits. There's a lot of really talented, smart, motivated young people around. So I really think the best is yet to come. And Chattanooga is a very desirable place to be. I've lived in about 7 or 8 different cities. Now, I'm from Chattanooga, so I guess it's, you know, it's biased. But when I left Chattanooga in 1992, it was nothing like it is today. It has so much to offer from a way of outdoor activities, startup, business, jobs, university. It has a lot of things going for it, for sure.
All right. Brian, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.